All right, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Now, listen, you got to understand this. You can do this. Now, whatever you've been telling yourself or whatever other people have been telling you, get yourself aligned to the truth. You can be an executive consultant. You can be a national consultant. You can be a million-dollar income earner in Ambit Energy. But it starts with what you believe. So you've got to believe you can do this, and then go out and make it happen. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because you can come to this call and you can expect that the people that are speaking on this call are in the trenches making it happen. We're not, you know, talking theory. We're not just having people on the call just because they sound good over a conference call. These are people who have success in the business, and they teach it. And they're going to be teaching us here tonight. Always come to this call with pen and paper. You never know what's going to be said that's going to make a difference in your business. Always come with pen and paper. And invite your team to be on the call with you. Now, there's another reason you want to invite your team, especially now. We're heading into Ambition, the big national conference. And, you know, if you're not registered for the national conference and you've been in this business more than 30 days, you've been hearing about this on call after call after call, because it's just that important. It's put on by the corporate office. It's the national conference of the year. If you're serious about success in your Ambit Energy business, you got to be there on the Whatever It Takes plan. And don't tell me you can't afford it. You're in a money-making business. Go out and show the plan. Go sponsor a couple of people. Help them get their customers the way the system provides. And then invest that money, that commission, that bonus, into your own future by attending the national conference. Very important thing to do. But I want you to understand something. Okay, we're coming into the final month. I mean, it's about a month away, guys. We're there, okay? So you're going to be hearing on this call any special announcements, any modifications or changes are going to be on this call as well. So make sure that you're not only on the call, but make sure that your team is on the call as well. Here's one special announcement for you. If you want to register online, you have to do it by August 12th. You have until August 12th to register online for everything to be in check and registration to go smoothly when you get to the event, okay? So if you've been procrastinating about getting started, you've been procrastinating about registering for the big event, get it done, certainly as soon as possible, but by August 12th. Otherwise, you're going to have to do the manual process and line up in a separate line and creating all sorts of headaches that you just don't need. So get registered, okay? Now, I'm really excited to hear that we've got people on this call from Toronto, Canada, from Alabama, from California to Connecticut and New York and all parts in between. This is the time that you need to be showing the plan to build your business in a really accelerated pace, because the people that you show your plan to now have an opportunity to not only get started now, but they'll also have the opportunity to go to Ambition with you. And anyone who registers as a consultant within 30 days of Ambition will get the discounted rate of $149 because they're within their first 30 days. So make sure that you're showing the plan. And here's the other thing. Right after Ambition, when we found out all the different news, the attendee-only bonuses that they're going to provide for us, and all the excitement that's going to come from the big event, you can then go to the people that may be on the fence and get started building your business, as opposed to sitting back and waiting until the last moment to hear all the announcements for you to decide what you're going to do with this business. Folks, if you're serious, get serious about it, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce somebody who is serious about this business. He has built a massive organization, not only in the United States, but also in Japan, Pure Energy Award, multiple five-star trips, Crystal Sphere Award. This guy's just blowing it up, and I'm glad to have him on the call. He always brings value. Like I said, I hope you have pen and paper for executive consultant Tim Devine. Tim, welcome to the call.
Bear, thanks for having us. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Is Sonia with you?
She is. She's supervising and making sure I stay on point.
Okay, got you. All right, well, take it away, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Bear. It's been a pleasure to be on this call with you several times, and it's just extremely humbling. Anytime I get asked by Brian or Ray to do a call, I do not take it lightly. I take it extremely seriously. So I've got some good value for you tonight, and like you said, I hope people take notes. We're going to bring it. You know, we're pumped. We're excited. I just came off an incredible weekend. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. And, you know, one of the reasons that doors have opened up and I've built the relationship and had the pleasure of these doors open up is because of massive positive action. You know, when we started our business, Bear, we hit the ground running. And if you put your head down and go to work and you go out there and you stay focused on the right things and you build the business the right way, you know, opportunities are going to come. And it's been an incredible blessing. You know, the 3 years that we've been involved in the business, the different things we've been able to do, I can't even cover them on this call. It's been incredible. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some recent events and then talk a little bit about some training and kind of wrap it up with ambition. But, you know, just dropped off Brian a little while ago. He's actually in the air flying right now and had the pleasure of having him up here in New England this past weekend. And he flew in Thursday and, you know, he came up and did a BP for us at Cabela's in Scarborough. And, you know, Jay and Teresa Sanborn, hats off to them. They did the majority of the heavy lifting, putting this meeting together. And it was an absolute home run, standing room only. Brian came up, just packed it and rocked the house. And it was great. So that kicked off the weekend. And we started that off with seafood. One of the things we do whenever Brian comes up to Maine and New England is we spoil him with seafood. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that looked like. And so anyways, we did the meeting at Cabela's, and then Friday we all went up to Ray Monty's house and had an incredible group up there, and started off by bringing Brian over to a great seafood place over in Scarborough before the BP. And then I know Friday Jay Sanborn took Brian up to Ray's, and I saw pictures on Facebook. He was eating some huge 2-pound lobster and whatnot. And then we had some lobster up at Ray's this weekend and more seafood when we took him down here to Portland again to go to the airport. And he bought a bunch of lobster to take home with him on the plane. So it was fun, you know, just kind of giving back a little bit to Brian. And so with that, I'm going to lead into a real special moment this weekend for Sonia and myself and Jay and Teresa and some of the other leaders that had a chance to give back just a very, very small portion of what we've been given from Ray Monty. And so the story is, and again, guys, this is all from, you know, building relationships, building the business, going out there and doing things that you need to do. And I'll tell you, the blessings are on the other end of you building your business. And things that have happened to, I know Jay and Teresa, they talked a little bit about it on a call a little while ago. And my wife and I could never have predicted the things that have taken place, you know, the 5-star trips and all the different things. So Ray's favorite band is the Eagles. And earlier this year, you know, Ray started talking about, you know, taking his mom to the Eagles out in Utah. They were playing out there. And he talked about, you know, again, the fruits of your labor when you go out there and build a business and just having the freedom and schedule to be able to go out and not worry about, you know, paying for front row tickets for everybody and, you know, just doing it right, first class. And so he did that. And then he also put together an opportunity for us to go see the Eagles here in New England. And so, you know, we were looking forward to that all summer, and we just did that last weekend. But again, another opportunity opened up when we went to Brian's fishing resort probably about a month ago now. And it just so happened that the night before we went fishing, guess who was in town? The Eagles. And so Brian and Ray had put something together, and a handful of leaders, Kirk Horan, Norbert Hennessy, we all went down and went to the Eagles and sat right down front and just had a great time. And so one of the things we did was through that process, we realized that Ray's favorite band is the Eagles. You know, that was pretty easy to figure out. And, you know, he's just amped up about these guys, and it's so awesome to see, and because I'm a music lover myself. And so what we did was we did a little bit of research, and we ended up finding an Eagles guitar, you know, mounted in a picture frame with a glass cover, and it's got all the original Eagles names engraved on the guitar. And we presented it to him on Friday night up at his house, and he had no idea. You know, he just he didn't see that coming at all. And that was the funnest part, was, again, just being able to give back a little bit to somebody that has just absolutely poured out his guts to help other people, whether they're in his group or not, whether they're coded to him or not. I've just watched this guy in the period of time that I've been in this business, and I know you feel the same way, Bear. Just a total servant leader, and to give back something, just a small, small token, and it meant a lot to Ray. And that was what was so cool about it, was just seeing his face and kind of knowing that this was something that really meant something. So, that was a highlight for me this weekend, and I know it was for a bunch of others. And again, one of the things about Ray and Brian, the way they've built this business, the hospitality that they've shown to us, and so many people on this call opening up their homes to contest winners and whatnot. Brian down at his ranch and the fishing resort, and Ray up at his house in Jackson and his lake house in Pennsylvania. And again, these guys just, they set the example. And so, that there's a lesson right there, and it's what they do. It's actions. It's not what they say. It's what they do. And so, one thing I want to say real quick, Bear, is a quick hats off, kudos to Jay and Teresa Sanborn they did a leadership call for Ray a little while ago and just knocked it out of the park. And again, another couple that's just put their head down, gone to work, plugged in, humble leaders, just, learning, growing, coachable, out there leading from the front. And I can't say enough about them, how proud I am of them and, my wife and I. Again, hats off, and I just wanted to say that real quick. With that, guys, I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of different things to do with building your business. And these are things that have helped me along the way. And, I always talk about personal development. I always talk about, I know that I need to work on me more than anything else. I know I heard that over and over again from Jim Rohn, listening to audios and watching videos on YouTube and whatnot. And I bought into that program. And one of the things I've always loved about network marketing is it is the great incubator for personal development. And so, it's something that I just get a lot out of. And so I like to share that with people. And I'm always reading books. I'm always watching videos, listening to audios and plugging in and, reading my devotionals and doing all that stuff. Because, I need that. I need that to stay on my game. I need that to stay fed and keep my focus and keep my head right. And, we all have to deal with challenges and obstacles and different things. It's called life. And when you're out there trying to build a big business in this industry, the one thing you're doing for the most part is dealing with people. And people can be complicated. People can be difficult. People can be hard to figure out. And so a lot of times that's what takes people out of the game. The frustration of not knowing how to do that, not knowing how to deal with people. And sometimes people just throw in the towel because they get fed up and they just don't want to deal with it. So they kind of go back to the rut, right? And what I try to tell people is, look, it's about looking in the mirror. It's about becoming a better version of yourself. And in that process, what happens is inevitably you get better at helping and serving and leading other people. And so that's, for me, been just an incredible part of life in this industry that's just been, I can't even say enough about it. It's been a game changer. It's turned me into a different person and constantly turning me into a better version of myself. And it's exciting. When you buy into that program to become a better person and to serve people better and to become a better leader, when you're in the game and you're in that process, that's where all the fun is. It's the journey. We're all going to arrive somewhere at some point. Well, that's not as important as the journey, and it's enjoying the journey that's important. So with that, I've got 10 different things. I've got a few different things for you, but 10 different things to help you become more effective and enjoy the process of building your ambit business. And so, if you want to hit your stride, this is stuff about just relaxing and being who you are. Being comfortable in your own skin, not being a person that's fake or trying to put on an act or overselling or, jamming something down somebody's throat, that doesn't work. And that's one of the mistakes that I think people make a lot of times when they get into this industry. They think they've got to sell and they think they've got to, do this in a way that really kind of pushes other people away. And through the process of reading and developing and learning, you realize that you don't have to do that. Okay, so hitting your stride, I like to say a NASCAR term is loosen the grip. You know, in NASCAR, a lot of times rookie drivers, they hold the wheel too tight. It's like a white-knuckle grip, and they wear themselves out, and they're so tense that, you know, they can't hit their marks because they're not relaxed. They're not focused on the right things. And so I'm going to talk about loosening the grip, and I want to do a quick shout-out to my favorite NASCAR driver. This guy's kind of a rebel. Not everybody likes him. I love this guy. His name's Kyle Busch, and he swept the weekend. He won Saturday, and then won the big race on Sunday. And the reason why I love Kyle Busch, I saw him before he got into the big series. I saw him at an ARCA race in the Poconos years ago. And the first time I saw this guy drive, I'm like, man, this guy drives like it's, you know, every single lap is like the victory lap. And he just drives to win every single lap, every single race. And I've watched this guy, and I just love seeing him succeed and, you know, earn the fruits of his labor that he's worked so hard for over the years. So hats off to the Toyota Camry Skittles car. It's M&M's or Skittles, depending on what weekend it is. So, but, you know, there's a lot to learn with that mentality of loosening the grip and being comfortable in your own skin. So the first one is there's 10 different things in relaxing and really, you know, being comfortable there. It's don't get the idea that you're Atlas carrying the world on your shoulders. Don't strain so hard. Don't take yourself so seriously. This is information out of the book. Hang on one second here. I've got a couple notes I'm rearranging. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Okay, this is one of the last chapters. Number two is determined to like your work. Determined to like what you do. You know, people can tell your body language when you enjoy what you do, if you're happy, if you've got a great attitude. It says it all over you, and it'll become a pleasure, not drudgery. Perhaps you do not need to change your job or your career, but change yourself and your work will seem different. And number three is plan your work and then work your plan. Lack of a system produces the I am swamped feeling. You know, we've got a system here that works. You don't have to go out and reinvent the wheel. You know, if you utilize the system and plug in and learn from the leaders, you know, one of the reasons I said that I got so much out of this weekend was because of the people I was hanging around. You know, just hanging around, listening, learning, asking some questions, you know, and just listening to the leaders, you know, listening to Ray, talk to some of the other, you know, new consultants and different leaders trying to get their business to the next level. And then same thing, you know, picking Brian's brain and listening to him and just learning so much. I mean, these guys have figured it out. We don't have to go out there and redo what's already been done. Okay, number four is don't try to do everything at once. You know, don't feel like you have to do everything all at once. Relax a little bit. That's why time is spread out. That's what it says in the Bible. Heed to the wise advice from the Bible. This is the one thing I do, says that in the Bible. So there's a reason for that. There's a reason why we're designed to have 24 hours in the day, and we go to sleep at night to recharge the batteries and start over again tomorrow. And, you know, all we need to do is focus on the day that we're dealing with right now. Don't worry about next week. Don't worry about what happened last month. Don't worry about if somebody quit or somebody's not doing their part. Don't worry about it. You know, you got to focus on the right things. And then number five is get the correct mental attitude. You know, remembering the ease or the difficulty in your work depends upon how you think about it. If you think it's hard, it's going to be hard. If you think it's easy, it's going to come easy. You know, one of the things I did, Bear, when I first got started with this business, I made a little agreement with myself. And because I've been in this industry before, I'd been frustrated with the lack of results and, you know, maybe not getting where I wanted to go. And I learned some valuable lessons. And one of the things I learned was that I am not going to let other people dictate my emotions. In other words, I'm not going to let the lack of activity or the lack of somebody, you know, doing what they said or keeping their word or whatever it is, I'm not going to let those things that I can't control dictate my emotions. I'm going to have an agreement with myself not to let that happen. And I established that with myself when I started my Ambit Energy business, and it's still the same to this day. I will not let other people, yank around my emotions. I refuse to do that. And then number six is become efficient in your work. You know, knowledge is power. And you know, again, knowledge is power when you're hanging around the right people, learning and growing, right? It's easier to do things right. You know, it's like I have an old saying, you can never go wrong by doing things right. You know, I mean, it's so simple, right? But when you think about it, there's just some incredible wisdom there. You can never go wrong by doing it right. You know, maybe you think it's the slow road. Maybe you think, you know, man, someone else is going faster than me because they're cutting corners or they're cheating the system or they're doing it, you know, a different way. Well, you know what? In the long run, you're going to win if you do it right. You know, and that's one of the things that I learned, again, from the leadership that I follow is, you know, just do things right. Stay focused on the right things. Don't get taken off track, okay? And again, there's a lot of wisdom in that. Number seven is practice being relaxed. Easy always does it. Don't press or tug. Take it in stride. You know, and again, saying that, you got to kind of understand there's a balancing act here. You do want to push. You do want to have urgency. You do want to, you know, get it done. But there's a way to do that without wearing yourself out, you know. You got to loosen that grip a little bit. You got to have urgency. It's kind of like the duck on the water theory. You know, on top of that water, that duck looks like he's cool hand Luke, right? He's in charge. He's got it together. But underneath the surface of that water, his legs are going 100 miles an hour. He's paddling his butt off. But, you know, you got to do that in a way that, you know, you kind of have that body language, right? You come across the right way. You got to have urgency, but you got to do it the right way. And then discipline yourself not to put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Accumulation of undone jobs makes your work harder. Keep your work up to schedule. So, again, you know what? Discipline. That's probably the biggest problem in network marketing that I see is self-discipline. You know, at your job, they've got this black cloud hanging over your head that if you don't show up or you don't do your job, you could get fired, right? Well, no one's going to fire you here in Ambit Energy. Nobody's going to give you a hard time for what you didn't do. You have to be disciplined. You have to be your own boss, okay? You have to be your best employee. You know, I was thinking about this weekend. I was having a conversation with somebody, and we were talking about jobs and, you know, the rut. And we were talking about a couple different things, the dog on the porch that doesn't want to get off the old rusty nail. And then we were also talking about, and I'll tell that story in a second, but we were talking about how, you know, and think about this. At most jobs, maybe not all, but most jobs that people work, you know, 40, 45 years, work a job to retire on a third of what you couldn't live on in the first place, and that's supposed to be exciting, right? Well, what those jobs do in most cases is they pay you just enough. They figure out that threshold of paying you just enough so that you won't quit, right? And then you, as an employee, do just enough so that you won't get fired. And that's how most people live their life, right? Well, here with Ambit Energy, nobody can take this away from you. Nobody can dictate what you're worth except for you, and it's that self-discipline that's going to get you there. And then number nine, pray about your work. Pray about your work. Pray about your business. Pray about where you want to go. You know, take the time to do that. It works, the power of prayer, right? Tap into that power. Why would you leave that out? And then take on the unseen partner. It's surprising the load he'll take off. God is much bigger than we realize, and he's with you when you're at work, when you're out there doing an in-home, when you're out there driving the roads late at night. And a lot of people, maybe we just don't realize the power of that, you know. But if you tap into that source, there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting that's done for you. So, you know, again, important little nuggets, just things that when you're reading, when your head's in the game, you know, you're gonna find everything that you're looking for. You know, all the so-called secrets are there. If you're, you know, again, another saying in the Bible, I can't help it because I read this stuff every day, knocking, the door will be open, right? If you knock, the door will be open. If you don't knock, guess what? The door is not going to open. You know, there's this thing called faith, and faith is a verb. It's an action word. You've got to do your part, and then those other things take place. And again, Bear, you know, the reason why I say that, again, it blows me away when I even get asked or considered to do this call. It really, it's so humbling to me because I feel like there's a ton of other people that know so much more than me that, you know, have built bigger teams and done this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, I know one thing. I know that I'm tapped into the right source, and I just kind of hang back and try to do the right thing. And those opportunities and those doors open. It's not because of me. It's I can't take credit for that. It's you know, praise God. I mean, that's what it is. And so, you know, again, I'm going to hit on a few other things. I'm going to buzz through this information quickly, and I hope some people are taking notes. I hope I'm adding some value. You know, one thing I've learned, again, personal development is becoming a better version of yourself to become better at working with people, because we are in a people business. You know, we sell power, we market energy and all that fun stuff, but really I don't look at it like I'm in a power. I don't know the rates. Sometimes I don't even know the rates in my own state. You know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I just don't focus on it. People ask me sometimes, and I have to think about it. You know, what were the rates? Because that just isn't my mindset. Not that we shouldn't know that, but that isn't my focus. That isn't my goal to understand power and rates and how the power is bought and all that stuff. I don't want to put myself there. That's something that Chris and Jerry do and the team in Dallas, and they know what they're doing. They're good at what they do, and I rely on them to do that. I'm in the people business. I'm seeking out, sifting and sorting to find the next leader that's going to join my team. And then my job is to build a friendship with that person, lock arms, and go out there and help them achieve their why. That's my focus. That is my focus. I'm always asking that question. What do you want? What do you really want? I've spent time with a friend of mine. He's an SCMIAC code, Ron Peterson, this week. And I know what this guy wants. He wants to build a recovery center for people. And I won't get into great detail, but I know exactly what this guy wants. And we talk about it all the time. That's my focus, okay? So it's a people business. So here's 10 ways to be more relatable and attract people instead of pushing them away. And one is simple. Remember to learn their names, okay? When you're meeting new people, if you have a struggle with remembering somebody's name, a good exercise is quietly in your head when you meet someone, repeat their name 5 times. Right? Or associate something with that name. You know, there's different ways you can do that if that's a struggle. But, you know, when you're talking to other people, when you say and repeat their name, that's music to them, okay? That's what people want to hear, their name more than anything else. There's just something about that. And be a comfortable person so that there's no strain on you. Be an old shoe, an old hat kind of individual. And you know, just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where if you relax and you're yourself and you just kind of learn these little things, ask leading questions, be interested in the person that you're talking to. Don't look to interrupt them halfway through a sentence because you want to get your point across, okay? If you do that, you're just tripping over yourself, and you're going to push that person away. You're going to turn them off, okay? So being comfortable. Acquire the quality of a relaxed, easygoing person. And don't let things ruffle you, okay? Another thing is don't be egotistical. Guard against giving the impression that you know it all, the impression. And be neutral and normally humble. I love that. Just be neutral. Be humble. Listen. You know, you got 2 ears, 1 mouth. Use them in that order. And cultivate the quality of being interesting so that people will want to be with you and get something of stimulating value from their association with you. You know, be an interesting person. Be, you know, you're created one of a kind, okay? And you have gifts that other people don't have. You got to learn that. You got to tap into that because it's very powerful. People will want to be around you. They'll be attracted to you. And study to get the scratchy elements out of your personality. You know, even those that maybe others point out that you're not aware of. And one of them I'll say, I'll point out a couple of them. Number one is personal hygiene. You know, maybe tuck your shirt in, maybe, you know, tie your shoes or when you go to a meeting, make sure you're dressed for success. You don't have to go over the top, but look like you're doing something, you know, you're making things happen. You know, maybe it's, you know, taking a breath mint before a meeting. Some people just have bad breath. I hate to say it, but you know, it's who they are, right? And be aware of that. If someone says something, don't be offended. Just, you know, carry a pack of gum with you, you know, Tic Tacs, whatever. But it's little things like that. Personal hygiene, you know, because, again, what are we doing? We're trying to relate with other people. We're trying to be friendly. We're trying to draw people in. And people aren't going to follow you if you push them away and you repel them. and sincerely attempt to heal bad relationships or you know, things that have happened, or if you got to apologize to somebody, you know, for something, or maybe you've made a mistake, right? You gave someone the wrong information. Be humble, okay? Apologize. Hey, listen, you know what? I gave you this information the other night. Can I just correct myself? I apologize, but why don't you go over here to this website, or this is a better way to build a names list, or, you know, I gave you the wrong address to the meeting. You know, don't be arrogant. Just, you know, be humble, right? Be willing. Be willing to go out there and serve other people. And you know, don't be afraid to be, you know, a little bit, what do you want to say, revealing or vulnerable. That's the word. Be vulnerable, you know. People will appreciate that. And then practice liking people until you learn to do so genuinely. You know, if you have a struggle liking people, if that's something that, you know, you find yourself really struggling with sometimes, you got to work at it. You know, you got to read. You got to hang around with people that are positive. And things will change, you know. And so that's very important in our business because, again, it's a people business. And never miss an opportunity to say a word of congratulation anytime anybody does anything, you know, or express sympathy if somebody's going through a difficult time. You know, be that person that reaches out. Be that person that, you know, when Jay and Teresa did their call tonight, you know, and on Ray's call, I mean, right away afterwards, I sent them a text, man, you guys crushed it. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. You're setting the example, doing everything. And, you know, that didn't take any effort. That was genuine. It was real. But you know what? People appreciate that. People, you get more mileage out of that than you have any idea or can comprehend. And then number 10, here's one that, you know, from this book. This guy was a former pastor, so there's a lot of spiritual stuff in this book. But get a deep spiritual experience so that you have some something to give people to help them become stronger and meet life more effectively. Give strength to other people. You know, when they're going through a tough time, you become a leader in this business. You'll find yourself in situations where people are looking to you for answers, or they're looking to you for, you know, to lean on a little bit, right? You're going to find yourself in that position. Well, be a strong person. Have some substance. Have a little bit of spirituality that you can share with other people. You don't have to go out there and be a Bible thumper and, you know, be someone that, you know, is all educated on every topic out there. But you know what? Just be willing. Be a friend. You know, be kind. Be genuine. And those are things that will help you a lot because, you know what? Again, we're in a people business, and if you're not working on those things, then you're going to struggle because, you know, it's all about relating.